Is that so, Katam?
Yeah,
Hello.
sorry, I couldn't hear your whisper.
Is it?
It's
Yeah.
scary. Yeah, I.
I mean, कि यहाँ पे खत्म हुआ क्या?
हाँ
हाँ चलो. Hey guys, welcome back to It's a Journey podcast. I'm your host Parvati and this is my podcast which comes out every Sunday. Well, today a very special guest has joined us, that is Janav. He's another podcaster like me and this is the first time we are collaborating together. Well, today we are going to talk about herd mentality. So buckle up because the podcast starts now. Janav, tell our listeners about yourself and about your podcast.
Okay, so basically, I am a pretty weird teen and my podcast, it isn't a lot about me. It is mainly about the guests who are on my podcast. It is about their, you know, their journeys and their stories, and it is about them through my perspective. So it isn't about my stories or my opinions. It's about their stories, but through my perspective, because it's something, you know, it's something I wanted to share for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a bit of a weird take on podcasting. It's more of kind of like a talk show because there's a new guest on every episode.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty different way to perceive the world, and it's pretty cool, I guess. In my opinion, it's pretty cool.
That's really great. Tell our listeners that how you got this like amazing idea of starting something like this, starting something different.
Okay, so for a long time, I've always felt like I had something to say. I had a different view. Like I always felt like I saw the world in a different way, and I wanted to share that perspective. And I never got the chance to, because I have had this experience of people just saying to bahut bolta hai, to bahut gyan deta hai, and all of that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I always wanted to, you know, find a good platform to share it, that people could understand my point of view and people could understand the way I see the world. And I felt like it was really different, and I wanted the people to see the world in the way I do,
mm-hmm.
in a more positive way. So that's why I started this podcast, because I thought this would be a great medium to share my views and share my perspective on the world.
Well, I find it really, really interesting. By the way, guys, his podcast is available right from Spotify to Apple Podcast. You can catch it anywhere, anytime. Okay, heading on to the next thing, that is lockdown. I mean, this lockdown thing is happening everywhere. And, you know, being at home always sucks. Like, we have never been at home for so long. So how are you dealing with this lockdown thing? And how are you using your time productively?
Okay, so I have been like, I've been up to quite a lot of things. I guess mainly my podcast, because I started my podcast during the lockdown. And I've also been trying to understand people in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of had a different view on people.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share that view as such. Plus, I've noticed that people are a lot different right now. People are acting in a really different way right now that they weren't before. And I was really confused by this situation and why was this happening. That is why I've been trying to focus a lot on people and how they behave right now. That how they actually, because all of a sudden, in a few months, even having a handshake is taboo. So I was really surprised by this sudden change.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to learn more about this. So I've been learning a lot about human psychology and its survival skills during this lockdown. I've been trying to study. I'm not quite successful with it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to focus a bit on my studies right now. Although I haven't been really focusing on it as such, but I've been trying.
Is that so? Khatam.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear your whisper.
Is it?
It's
yeah.
Scary. Yeah. I
mean, कि यहाँ पे खत्म हुआ क्या?
हाँ
हाँ हाँ चलो ठीक है. So it was really great that you're using your time very productively, and we all should actually. Well, today's main topic of this episode is herd mentality. And we can see that how common herd mentality is among teens. That if somebody is doing something, then the rest of the people want to do the same thing without thinking about it once. So what's your opinion about herd mentality? Do you think this herd mentality is somewhere, you know, leading teens to a wrong path?
I mean, I haven't always been really into the whole idea of herd mentality. Although it has been like, unlike what people actually think that abhi social media ke ages mein herd mentality aaya hai, it has been a part of humans and the human mind for a long time, before civilization itself. Because back then, before civilization, when we were just hunters and gatherers, when we were still evolving, we were more focused on survival, and surviving in a group was the key. So if a whole group was staying together and doing the same thing, their chances of survival were way higher than before. Mainly because that is when we still developed the whole idea of individuality and a different person, being a different person and something like that. Although it's been there, like as I just said, it's been there for a long time. It's on a new high right now because due to social media, it's just herd mentality is way different than before. Before, this herd mentality was basically just the advertising company targeting a person or a whole group of people and showing them that the whole group or your whole community is using the same product, so you should too, and it would give a sense of belonging. That's why we used to use that product. But now it's more different, and I guess more toxic, because in the day and age of social media, herd mentality is from everything, from your liking of a movie to the whole idea of politics or the whole idea of yourself. You perceive yourself, you see yourself through the views of the group you are in, which is actually really wrong. And I've seen this happen a lot of time, but it affects the mind in a way that you don't understand too quickly, which is, again, it doesn't help us in any way. So something as simple, something as trivial as liking a movie or liking a game, if you don't like a game and a whole group of people do, you have that sense of feeling that I should like the game too, so that I have this sense of belonging or I'm accepted within the group.
Yeah,
which is really, really wrong. Clearly it is wrong, because your opinions and your individuality or your personality shouldn't depend on the views of the group or the views of the people around you. It should depend on what you think about yourself and how do you perceive yourself and how to make yourself better. So herd mentality is at a really toxic high right now, which is not at all helping the teens of this day and age, because the teens right now are going through way more knowledge boom as such, because we are exposed to way more knowledge than ever before. So having a herd mentality isn't at all helpful, and I think it should be something you should have a stand against, because having your own opinion and self-expression is really, really important.
Exactly.
Having your own views on stuff is important. How you feel about it, how you feel about as something as your relationship, it shouldn't matter if the group finds your relationship cute, or if everyone else is in a relationship, that's why you're in one. If you aren't comfortable with with your partner, or if you don't think this relationship is working, it's up to you. It shouldn't be up to the group. And not just about individuality, but also about stuff like opinions, because opinions are really important and a part of your personality. Your opinion on important people in your life, your opinion on this, on your career, on what you're doing, on what you're studying, on people who are around you, on the government. It is important to, one, who you are, and another thing, how the society perceives you. Although it isn't the best way to see for the society to perceive you, because your political views shouldn't affect your career, or your political views shouldn't affect your academic career. But right now, not political views, but overall your general opinion is important, and not necessary in the way that you think. So it shouldn't always be with the mass consensus. So if you don't like a movie and the whole group does, doesn't mean you should, or else you won't be accepted. But people knowing that you have a have your own sense of individuality, or you have your own sense of who you are, and having a different opinion helps you stand out, which gives people the sense that you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why having opinions is important, and that's why herd mentality affects it a lot.
Well, you're absolutely right that we all should have sense of who we are exactly. Well, as I just mentioned that this herd mentality is very common in teens. And why is it important to stand out? Why is it important for teens to, you know, don't follow this herd mentality and get this idea of the why standing out is really important for them?
Okay, so standing out, so there are numerous reasons it is important to stand out. For something as simple, let's start with something as simple or as important as your career, your academic career, your career in your job, or where do you want to go in life. Standing out is important. If you stand out, you'll get more listeners, you'll get more views.
Yes.
If you stand out, your employer will notice you and you'll have a higher chance of getting responsibilities to prove yourself.
Exactly.
And standing out isn't just by having a different opinion than the mass consensus. That is what people perceive standing out as. Standing out doesn't mean you say, okay, I hate this film because the whole crowd is saying I like it. Standing out can also mean you showing why you like this film, because a lot of the people who are saying I like this film is because the whole group is saying so, or the whole crowd is saying so. That is why standing out doesn't necessarily mean like you're not liking or disagreeing with the crowd. It also means you're having your own point or having your own opinion on why you're liking this. Although it's not just about opinions, it's also about the way you show yourself to the world, or the way you behave. That's how you stand out. The way you express yourself, that's how you stand out. And standing out, again, I said, it is really important in every way, because right now, as I said, herd mentality is at a new high. So everyone, you can't, there is no borderline between an individual and a group right now, because of the way everyone wants to have the sense of belonging in a group. So you need to draw the line of where you are a part of a group. And of course, being a part of a group, being a part of a crowd, mm-hmm. is good, and you need to have that sense of belonging, but it shouldn't define who you are. Your actions should define who you are, your opinion should define who you are, but not the crowd that
exactly.
you are with. They are a part of you, but they aren't the only thing that you are, and they aren't the only thing you stand for. So standing out is important, even if it's against or with a whole crowd. You need to show that you are not just in the lead, but also someone who shouldn't just be defined as a part of a group, but a part or an individual itself, so that you yourself don't forget who you are, basically.
Yes. So yesterday we got this really sad news about Sushant Singh's suicidal case. We saw on internet, it was, I don't know why people, I mean, yes, it's good you're taking, you know, actions regarding depression on internet, but we saw many posts saying that if you want to talk to someone, you can DM me. We saw that everywhere, actually, not just on Instagram, we saw that on every social platform. Do you think it's a part of herd mentality, and why people are doing that?
I mean, so, okay, first of all, I'm not against talking about mental health on internet, and I am totally supportive of people coming out talking about mental health, or you being there for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be just the new trend, which is so wrong. And I was so angry when I saw this taking place, that I saw a few people put this up on the story or post about this key. I have gone through problems, I've been at an all-time low once in my life, so I know how it feels like. So if you want to message me, if you are not feeling the best, if you're not feeling really good, if you're feeling really low, you can message me and I can help you go through it. And I was like, okay, that is great. And if you do actually mean it, then you should do this. But then in the next 24 hours or so, this thing just blew up, and everyone wanted to seem woke as such. So they were posting this, and I was so angry about it. Again, so this is herd mentality. You want to seem cool enough, you want to seem open enough to mental health, and everyone should be open to talking about it. But that doesn't mean everyone should be like, talk to me, send me your problems in your DMs, unless you are genuine about it. I've seen a lot of people post this, and I know them well enough to know that if you are just a random person, and if you're just not a really close friend of theirs, and you message this to them, that hey, and they're just going to leave you unseen. They would want you to read your message. Which is not going to help in any way whatsoever.
Exactly.
It's just going to make you feel, you know, helpless and make you feel more low than ever before. So it's not a really helpful way to, you know, help people who aren't feeling well. Just because you want to seem woke, you want to seem cool, or you just want to seem ki, yes, even I am, even I'm a part of this whole group who are saying about talking about depression. If you haven't, just, if you aren't genuine about it, please don't do it, because you might just hurt someone's life a lot. So please, anyone listening to this, and if you aren't genuine about it, or either you weren't genuine about it and after listening to this you are, then please just understand that this is not just a new social media trend. It's about people's lives, and you might affect someone. It's upon you if you affect them positively or negatively. So it's your decisions that make or break the situations or this situation. So you need to be sure of what you're doing.
Well, you're absolutely right, because mental illness existed even before Sushant Singh's suicide. But yeah, people weren't, you know, aware enough to talk about it. Just after this incident took place, people are talking about it like everywhere. Like, why? Even depression and anxiety existed before that too, but nobody was interested to talk about it.
I mean, see, I agree with the point that seriously, nobody was talking about it now, because apparently it's the in thing, which is so sad. Now that people are talking about it, at least somewhere inside, I have this feeling that finally, although it took the death of one of the best actors in the whole industry right now, at least people are talking about it, or at least people are acceptant of the fact that this exists. And right now, it's just, although it might be helpful to talk about it, it's just not working. People are talking about it in the dumbest way possible. If, for example, people are talking, how come he was going through mental, how come he was having depression, how come he was going through mental illness, because his movies were working really well. He just bought him Aston Martin. Uski life achhi chal rahi thi. Your life isn't just basically your career, and your mental illness shouldn't depend on your economic status, your relationship with the few people in your industry, or just about a few selective things. It's your mental illness is affected by everything. Your mental health is affected by everything in your life. So then just narrowing it down, the media just narrowing it down to, you know, he was working well, he had good enough money right now. Now it's just sad, and it's just wrong, and it's the worst way to show depression or show the whole idea of depression right now.
Yes, exactly. So
although it is, although it's, if it's finally on the, I guess, the head idea right now, or it's finally, people are finally talking about mental illness, I seriously believe that it's not still perfect, or the people aren't still ready to have that legit conversation. They just want to talk about the death or talk about Sushant Singh. It's not still acceptant that everyone is going through this. People aren't still acceptant of that. I guess it's still progress, and we have a lot to learn, but hopefully we will soon.
Well, it was really, really nice talking to you, and I'm really glad that I invited you on my podcast.
It was really fun talking to you about this, and actually I hope, although we talked about this, I hope it actually, people take this seriously, it affects someone in a positive way, and if it does, I'd be really happy.
We can
thanks for
that.
Having me here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, actually. It was the first time I'm working with another podcaster like me, so it was really nice. It was a good conversation.
Same here. It was really fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much again. And if possible, thanks then we lot. Can do another podcast together.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
as Janav mentioned, that having an opinion is very important. And standing out is really important. My herd mentality is something we should always avoid. We know as an individual, we all have our brains. We can think about so many things, right? Rather than just blindly following the crowd, we should have an opinion of ourselves that what is good for us and what is not. So with that note, we're going to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and it was really nice having a new guest on my podcast. This is the second time we are having a guest, and I guess you guys liked it. And yes guys, don't forget to check out his I Disappoint Myself podcast, which is really, really amazing. And he has invited me to his podcast also, where I'm talking about body shaming in teens. It's a really, really interesting topic. You should listen to it. It's available right from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. I've already mentioned that. So keep listening to us. Stay tuned. Have a good day. Bye.